This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. Andy and Randy, Funk Friday, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. We'll get back into the Georgia and Ole Miss result from the Sugar Bowl last night. Falcons keys? Falcons conversation.
Yeah, let's do that.
120.
Yeah.
We'll just kind of talk Falcons.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Talk Falcons.
Yeah.
At 120. And then we'll get to an AMA.
Yeah, I know we were just talking.
The first AMA of 2026.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Trevon Diggs just signed with the Cowboys. I mean, left the Cowboys. They waived him. Got picked up by the Packers.
Tough week for the Diggses.
Tough week for the Diggses, man. Tough week for them. But, he was a quality starter. I don't know if he played anymore.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was a really good player.
He got a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then kind of hadn't been the same.
Yeah.
Had like 8 interceptions 1 year, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
10, I don't know. It was
got
a lot.
Got to have it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's some NFL news. And I'm trying to think, we talked about that. Phillip Rivers been third quarterback now.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Phillip, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's in a building helping out.
Yeah.
So, and then there was one more story.
It was a cool story. It wasn't a fairy tale, but it was still cool to see it play.
It really, really was. And we already mentioned, the Miami Dolphin thing, that Troy Aikman is going to be an advisor for what I don't know. Oh, no, that was it. Mike McDaniels, the rumor is that he's going to be the Browns' next head coach. Like, really?
I read that they were hiring Aikman to help them find the next GM. Not even head coach.
That's what I had read. Yeah, that maybe McDaniels was going to be retained.
Okay.
And then Aikman's going to help him find a GM.
Why?
He's never done that before. I don't know. That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
It does not, but it's one of those things where you're like,
because a lot of people that have done that before get it wrong.
Exactly. So why not get some new blood in there?
It is always, because I've heard this a little bit about the Matt Ryan rumors, and I think rumors are – it's only a rumor because it hasn't happened yet. Like, that all came out because it's going to happen. Doesn't it feel like that with the Matt Ryan front office Falcon stuff?
Yes.
A lot of this was, he's not qualified to do it. Yeah, I mean, who's qualified to do that?
People who've been in the process of doing it?
Yeah, but like
from scouts all the way up, stuff like that.
But like, I just always, whenever somebody, sure, okay. So like, you've been an assistant GM or whatever, or you've been in the front office and all that, then you get to take that next step. Okay. So there's like a normal progression of it.
But it doesn't work. I mean, John Lynch never had any front office experience. Now Kyle handpicked him. Kyle Shanahan handpicked John Lynch.
Right.
He wasn't the 49ers going to get, John Lynch. Kyle Shanahan wanted John Lynch to be his general manager. So that's how he became the general manager. I'd never heard of anything about John Lynch in any capacity
He was a color analyst.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So maybe they're looking into like that standpoint too. Well, John did it. Well, John was handpicked by Kyle Shanahan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Matt would be handpicked by.
There you go.
Arthur Blank, I suppose.
Out of your mind.
I just because someone's resume says they're qualified for it, a lot of these people are bad at it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, they are.
Like, all right, I worked my way up, and then you get the job, and then you get fired from it a few years later. Rich McKay could not possibly be more qualified.
No.
Right?
Yes.
Like, the man's been in front offices for 35 years.
Yeah.
He was a GM for 15 years,
yes.
And then he became the president, and then he became the CEO. Like, all right.
Yes.
Well, they've missed the playoffs 8 years in a row.
Yeah.
So.
Anything, I mean, change, I mean, maybe like unorthodox thinking and things like that. New eyes, Andy. That's what it is. Need a new set of eyes on this thing, Andy. He's been around here. He knows what this organization needs. Yeah, they need a guy like him that wins games.
Yeah, and I also, I don't know whether it would help. I don't think it would hurt. But it does feel a little bit like, all right, this is something that'll make people happy.
Right.
You know?
I think a lot of that might be in it, too. Yeah. But anyways.
Anyway. You want to make some picks?
Let's do this.
How did we do? Did we even pick? I didn't pick any.
No, we didn't pick.
We didn't pick anything last week. 2 weeks ago, though, we all went 3-1.
Wow.
So, Andy, you've kind of crept up out of the cellar. You're one game under 500 at 33-35.
Like a spider.
I am at 500 at 34-34. Abe is two games over 500, 35-33. And Randy's running away with it at 42-26-3.
But it's not possible, or it's not impossible, that we could all be
above 500
by the end of the year.
We still have a lot of football left to go.
There we go. All right, guys. Well, if we got to pick the Fiesta Bowl, give me Miami minus 3.5. I got to next Thursday to change my mind, which I probably will. But right now, Mississippi State minus 3 versus Wake Forest. Give me the Texans minus 10 versus the Colts. And give me the Browns plus 7.5 at Cincy.
Yeah, I didn't know. You said the Miami's favored by 3 over Ole Miss?
I think it's right. Hold on.
Is that
make
right?
Sure. Let me make
Abe
sure.
Has it at minus 4. It wasn't listed on the ESPN website. So
okay.
I know.
Either way. And it says.
Hold on. Let me find it real quick.
Well, I like Miami either way. Yeah. I think Miami's going to win that game. I'm also taking Arizona to they're getting 1.5 against SMU today. Arizona get to 10 wins if they win today. I got the Bucs covering the 3 against the Panthers. I think they win that game. And then the Falcons win and the Panthers go to the playoffs anyway. And all 3 teams finish 8-9 because that would be the funniest possible outcome. I think the Jags are going to cover the 13.5 against the dreadful Titans, who probably want to lose so they could try to get a higher draft pick. So I think the Jags cover that.
So Abe is taking Mississippi State minus 3 over Wake Forest today. He's going to take Miami, I guess whatever the spread is. He's got it at minus 4 if it's minus 3.5, whichever. He wants the Bucs minus 3 over the Panthers and the Falcons minus 3.5 over the Saints. And then I'm going to take SMU on that game today. I had it at plus 1.5 SMU's way, but I may have read that wrong. Either way. And I'll take Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl at whatever the spread ends up being. Yeah. Give me the Eagles minus 4.5 in a game they need to win. Give me the Bills. Josh Allen, no Josh Allen. Doesn't matter. They're playing the Jets. Minus 8.5.
They're awful.
They are. And again, you know, you've got Vegas at 2-14, Giants at 3-13, Jets at 3-13, Titans at 3-13, Cardinals at 3-13.
At least the Falcons aren't them.
True. All right.
They're not them.
There we go.
At least they're not shutting down players so that they can lose week 18.
Because Max Crosby is
what
pissed.
In the world? Because they're the Raiders.
Even if they were them, they don't have their first round draft pick.
Yes, but yeah, at least the Falcons aren't there.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not 3-13. If they're 3-13,
I know. Yeah. But you know what, though?
They're not 3-13.
We're right where we always are.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is right snugly in the middle.
Yep. But they're not 3-13.
There's a lot of ways to get to 8-9, and the Falcons are going to find them.
Yep, they will find a way to get to 8. But
find it.
As a very popular show on Sports Radio 99 The Game said, beginning of the year, in training camp.
It's about what their record's going to be.
About what their record's going to be. That's why I'm not.
I know.
That's why I'm not going there. Because I'm like, I said this in July. This might be the case.
And that's why I said in July, the same thing that I said a month ago, the same thing that I'll say right now.
Yeah.
I think Raheem Morris will be the coach next year.
Yeah.
Because 8-9 is what 9-8, 10-7 was kind of like ceiling.
Yes, it was.
It's not that different than that. Now, there's different ways to get there.
Yes,
and that's why
true.
I always said back in July was like, or August or whatever, was like, yeah, the 8-9s are not all created equal. Because if you're eliminated at Thanksgiving, which they were, then you shouldn't sort of be held to the same. It's not just a record.
Right.
There's a story. There's a story and a context. But I don't know. If they get 8-9, I think it'll be back. They'll probably make some changes in the coaching staff.
Yeah.
But I think Raheem will be the head coach and Fontenot will be the general manager. And I think that's what it'll be. That's just my opinion. Based on
nothing.
Well,
I mean, not
yeah, right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. Not based on any information,
yeah, exactly.
Just based on track record
right.
and feeling and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. All right. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy.
Are we playing Jeopardy?
Huh?
Oh, I didn't know we're playing Jeopardy.
I don't know. It said it on the sheet.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it said a lot of stuff on the sheet.
Yeah,
that hasn't
stuff we haven't looked at it. Yeah.
Andy.
Randy.
All right. So I've got a few Saints Falcons questions here, and then you'll be able to tell when the Abe questions start because he wants to know dates and places of 2026.
Oh, okay.
So to date, what is Saints versus Falcons regular season record versus each other?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
I mean, do I have to have the exact numbers?
Do you know the plus minus?
One game better than the Saints in the series history.
That is correct.
57-56 or something like that.
It is 57-56.
Oh, good job.
Exactly right.
I had no clue.
Nice work.
No clue.
I just know that when they beat him earlier this year, they gave him one game lead.
Oh, yeah, I had no clue.
So what is the Saints versus Falcons playoff record versus each other?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
0-1? And the Saints won the game? Oh. Falcons beat the Saints in the playoffs?
Hold on. What, say it again. What is their record?
Falcons Saints playoff game. Playoff record versus each other.
Oh, what, oh. God. Well, they were in the NFC West for a long time. I'm going to say 2-2.
Andy, you were close. It's 1-0 Falcons.
Sorry, Falcons fans.
Falcons beat the Saints in 1991 wild card round.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I know they win the
to
NFC.
To be fair, I was six. But people out there don't care about that.
No.
I apologize, lifelong Falcons fans. I should know that. I know it now.
That brings the total to 58-56 if you include the playoffs. What was the score of the last game that the Saints and Falcons played against each other?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
24-10.
That is correct. Earlier in the 2025 season. What is the longest winning streak for the Saints-Falcons by either team?
Oh, my God. Who?
I don't know.
Hell, I don't know.
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Six.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Eight.
Super close. 10 games.
Dang.
The Falcons beat the Saints 10 games in a row from 1995 to 1999.
I know that.
Wow, that's
pretty significant.
Yeah, it is.
So what is the...
Super Bowl.
All right, so within 5 points, what is the largest margin of victory the Falcons have ever beaten the Saints by?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
38. What?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
40.
How about 55?
Damn.
What was the score?
The score was, hold on, 62-7
Dang.
In 1972.
Damn.
That's
Dang.
Nuts. 55 points.
Wow.
That's bad.
All right, how many times have the Saints and Falcons played on Thanksgiving Day?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Twice.
That is correct, sir. Randy's on the board, scores 2-1. Now we move into 2026. Questions. In 2020, the 2026 World Cup finale is going to be held in which?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
New York City.
That is correct. Scores tied 2-2. The 2026 Final Four is going to be held in which city, sometimes known as the Circle City? I did not know this about this city.
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
San Antonio.
That's incorrect, sir.
The Circle City.
The Circle City.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Dayton, Ohio.
Super close. How about Indianapolis?
Circle City.
They call it Circle City?
Never even in my life heard that. I watch Pat McAfee every day. There's been Super Bowls there. There's been a Final Four there, I'm pretty sure. I've never
heard of that.
City.
Never ever heard
Did
of
they
that
invent
before.
Circles?
Maybe so.
I never in my life ever heard anybody call that the Circle City.
Neither have I. Cities have all kinds of weird names.
They do. The 2026 NBA All-Star Game is going to be held in which city or stadium?
Which what?
Which city or stadium, the 2026 NBA All-Star Game?
Oh, Randy. Oh.
Andy Bunker.
Dallas.
Incorrect, sir.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
No, it was just there last year. I was going to say Utah. No, is it in Phoenix?
It's going to be in L.A.
Los Angeles.
Intuit Dome.
Oh, that's the is that
the
really
call
that,
it that?
That's the Clippers.
That's where the Clippers.
That's where the Clippers play, right?
Yeah. Do they call it a dome? Aren't all NBA stadiums have roofs? Is it a dome?
It's true. It should just be the arena. Yeah.
In 2026, college football title game will be held at the same site as which
Randy.
Bowl game? Randy Michael.
The Orange Bowl.
That is correct. Yeah. Randy's up 3-2. The 2026 NFL draft will be held in which AFC North City?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Oh, man. Is it in Pittsburgh?
It is in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
I didn't know they, yeah.
Cool. The 2026.
Had a good time in Pittsburgh.
Did you?
Yeah.
Heard Pittsburgh's great.
It was a weekend. It was good.
2026 Winter Olympics will be held in which Italian city?
Randy.
Andy.
Randy Michael.
Winter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Winter Olympics in Italy?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, Venice. I don't know.
They're going to be ice skating on the canals.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was snow.
I didn't know it was
snow. Torino?
Are there mountains and snow in Italy?
I didn't realize there were mountains and stuff in
Torino
Italy.
It's not.
It's Milan and Cortina.
Okay. Great.
Is it Milan?
Yeah.
It snows like that in Milan?
I guess. Maybe they can make snow. They make snow up in Tennessee.
That's true.
But anyways,
North Carolina, too.
So Randy wins 4-2.
Trucking on Friday!
After such a good start.
Turn on Friday!
The Circle City, huh?
Not to be confused with the Crescent City.
That's New Orleans.
That is New Orleans.
And then
actually shaped like a crescent.
There's a bunch of queen cities. Charlotte's one of them. Cincinnati.
Chocolate City.
Chocolate City. D.C.?
Yeah, man. Okay. Chocolate City. Ah.
Emerald City, Seattle.
I thought Charlotte was chocolate, too.
Could be. Cities have all kinds of different
names. Yeah, but I know D.C. is chocolate city.
I hear people sometimes say Atlanta's the city in the forest. And I was like, what's that?
What's that?
There's a lot of trees.
Forest or florist? Forest?
Forest.
The city in the forest?
I've read it.
Never heard that.
Yeah, interesting.
It's not, I don't think, a common... A lot of trees.
I guess if you zoom out on Georgia, though, it's kind of like Atlanta's here, and then there's just a bunch of forests.
Canopy.
So, yeah.
Lower your energy bill. Keep the cost down. We'll come back and get to the final hour of the show on a Funk Friday. Big story of the day. We'll get back into the Georgia Ole Miss game from last night. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.